The stories of Dave Harden are staged as small-town lives with big values, heartbeats that pump with resolve, and a pragmatic view of life that tempers hardship. Dave Harden grew up between the Ohio River Basin of Warsaw, Kentucky, and the Appalachian foothills of Union, Ohio. Surrounded by music, country, bluegrass, twang, flat-top picking, and the real roots of American music, Dave Harden will bring his songs to the Southgate House Revival for a show on August 24th, and he's here in the studio with a preview. Dave Harden, welcome.
Thank you.
Dave, this date coming up at the Southgate House Revival, is it part of a tour or just a special one-nighter?
No, it's just a one-night thing. I'm not really out on tour right now. My last album came out a little over 2 years ago, so I'm not really out touring anything. You know, eventually I'm going to be back in the studio putting a new one together, and then maybe we'll go out for a little while.
When you bring the show to Southgate, is it a full band or a solo?
It'll be a solo. I'm actually doing that show with a guy named Matthew Douglas Simpson, who's a really good Kentucky songwriter out of Cynthiana originally.
Dave, you've been doing this music thing for quite a while, but it's not your first career by a long shot. Uh-huh. You spent some time in the service as a young man, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was in the Navy, did my time there and got out and went down to Florida, you know, ended up getting married, doing a bunch of stuff there. And yeah, I've done a little bit of everything. And if you're a musician, especially a songwriter, most of them know that you got to have some way to make money. So it's like, you know, I did carpentry and all that.
Well, how did those experiences outside of music impact your writing?
It impacted it to simplify things, probably. When I first started out writing, you know, they were epic.
Mm-hmm.
And the older I got and the more, you know, life I had under my belt, I realized that it worked a lot easier for me to keep it really simple.
Did you always do music, though, even when you were working the other gigs?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I started writing probably actually when I was in the service. So that would have been the late 70s, early 80s. And, you know, to really actively pursue it as a thing, it would have been early 90s. And then I did a lot of time on the beach in Florida and did a lot of solo acoustic cover tune gigs. And I'd sneak my stuff in.
And you've got a beautiful Takamine sitting on your lap.
Yeah, it's been around. You know, Takamine to me, it's like I've had all the other guitars. I've had Martins and Gibsons and Taylors and all that. But as far as like a Rhode guitar, this is my go-to. And I've always got a couple backups, but, you know, really nice guitars. But this is the one I use.
So. How many years has she been with you?
I'm going to say 18 now.
Well, you know, I'm thinking you've got that guitar and you've got mm-hmm. your voice and we're here in the studio. Got a song you'd like to sing?
Yeah, I've got one. It's relatively new. I wrote it down on the farm over there in Lewis County.
It's Dave Harden on WVXU.
This is called Cornflower Blue. Cornflower blue, your goldenrod dances. Crow flies south before leaves hit the ground. The flooring is hollering, shakes when they're blasting. Scare you up tall, it can knock you back down. Morning comes in all wrapped up in her cold. And I feel every last one of my years. And I just stumble me round on this rocky old ground, thanking Jesus for getting me here. Stretch my bones and I count my chickens. My hound dog barks before he opens his eyes. 'Cause the wind on our ridge, she whispers about the winter night. Flip up my collar and I
look at the sky. The sun comes upon them sassafras clouds, and I feel all of my ghosts gathered near. They glide across my fields to an old fiddle song, and I count more out there every year. Cornflower blue, there's a new girl come dancing. She reminds me of someone I ain't seen for a while. And she offers her hand and she bids me a welcome. She sings my name and I remember that smile. The morning lays up all silver and gold, and I forget every one of my years. And I just waltz that girl round on this rocky old ground, thanking Jesus for getting me here. And I waltz her around and around.
That's Dave Harden singing and playing Cornflower Blue, the name of that one, right,
yeah.
Dave?
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of gorgeous.
Well, good. No, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm listening to you singing. I'm thinking, boy, if Don Henley and Neil Young had a son,
right,
he might
yeah.
sound a little like you.
Yeah, you know, Neil Young was always my favorite songwriter growing up. I had a few of them, Bruce Springsteen, a lot of Prine growing up. You know, Prine could flip a lyric really simply and create his own rebuttal to his lines. And that's where I really always appreciated that with him a lot. There was always a comical end to it. Even his saddest stuff, I'm not as serious about it as I used to be. I don't take myself as serious or the stories that I'm writing. Some of them are about me, and most of them are about other people. So, you know, I try to keep it real basic.
Do you do all of your writing solo, or do you collaborate from time to time?
I've collaborated on one song in 30 years. it didn't work out that great, so I do it all on my own.
You mentioned you might be doing some recording soon. Do you have a backlog of tunes?
I do, since the last one. I normally like to put at least anywhere between 20 and 24 down, you know, or at least have them available. And normally when I get into a studio setting, I'll know within the first take of whether or not I'm going to use that song or
right.
not. So I don't waste a lot of time with it, you know, and just keep it going. And if I end up with 12, that's good. If I end up with 10, that's okay too. I don't worry about the count, especially now with music the way it is.
Are you part of the electronic world now with the songs on Spotify?
Oh, yeah. My songs are everywhere. They're up on Pandora, up on, I guess, Spotify. They're everywhere.
You're out working with your son, James, right now?
Right.
He'll be at the Southgate House with you
on
August 24th. We're visiting with Dave Harden. Yeah. Dave, where is home these days?
Mason County, Maysville, Kentucky, in that area, and we love it there.
Well, we love having you here, and I'm pretty excited that you'll be doing a show not part of a tour, so there aren't a lot of opportunities to see and hear Dave Harden play his music live,
right.
But August 24th is one of those opportunities at the Southgate House Revival. A link with more information is available at our website, wvxu.org. Dave Harden, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal.
Dark man and the rooster's roaring. The angels all curled up in bed and I can hear them snoring. There's a little Jack Daniels in the coffee that I'm pouring. But stand out beneath these stars a while, hold on to the morning, it's when the quiet comes.